The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Today's episode of The Simple Sophisticate is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/the-simply-luxurious-life. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 67th episode of The Simple Sophisticate. I'm so glad you could join me today. We are going to be talking about an issue that may afflict some of us and we don't even know it is. And it actually is something that can slowly eat away at the contentment of our lives if we don't do something about it. It's something that I just realized recently and was so tickled that I can share with you now on the other side of it. So today we're going to actually be talking about cynicism, how to let go of it, the benefits to do that, and how to recognize why we may slowly slide into any pessimistic or negative thinking patterns about the world. So hopefully that'll bring some comfort and a aha moment as it did for me. And then at the end of today's episode, today's petit plaisir, I'm going to share with you a book I have been patiently waiting to recommend to you as I received a copy a few months ago. And the release date is coming up tomorrow, October 27th, in fact. And with topics such as fashion and poise and style and effortless grace as the focal point, I have a feeling you will enjoy this book as much as I did. So be sure to tune in at the end of today's episode. So today's episode is titled 4 Reasons to Let Go of Cynicism. And within that, we're going to identify how one may unknowingly become cynical and also how to combat it and make sure it will never enter into our lives. So perhaps you recognize it in others very easily, but you may not know that you've stepped into it a little bit from time to time too, as I found with myself. So I'd like to first begin with a quote by Susie Kasem, and she says, "Do not allow any negativity or ugliness in your surroundings or anybody at all to destroy your confidence or affect your growth as a blooming flower. It is very normal for one ugly weed to not want to stand alone." And this idea of recognizing the power, the destructive power that cynicism can have in our lives, whether it's with others or in ourselves, and the idea of what our lives will become, something absolutely amazing when we step away from it. That's what we're going to focus on today. The 4 benefits of letting go of cynicism. The beauty of self-reflection is that it allows us to see what we aren't or weren't able to see at the time
when that particular moment took place. For example, it wasn't until I moved to Bend recently and exposed myself to a brand new social network, a brand new professional network, that I would catch myself in little doses of being protective or being defensive. Now, I would catch myself before I would do or say anything because I could tell that there was no reason to harbor such reason for protectiveness. But I also was able to, at that time, ask and then answer why. Why this immediate protectiveness? And I had an answer. I had been hurt in the past in similar situations. And so I wanted to take a moment, number one, to be thankful, to be grateful for the opportunity that was presenting itself. And to remind myself that it takes great courage to recognize that certain things aren't working, certain things are destructive. And we'll talk about that today with regards to how to cultivate an environment in which you can be vulnerable. And while most of it has to do with feeling secure within yourself, there is a component where you need to put yourself in an environment that will help you flourish and become the person that you wish to be or to reach your full potential. So it's a twofold recipe with regards to creating that life, becoming your best self. And we're going to talk about that today. And now some people may ask, so you moved to Bend simply to change your environment, to get away from... No. There was a part of my life that needed a shift, that I realized I had outgrown. There was a part of my life that I had tried so many different angles, so many different approaches, and still the same results. It was akin to that idea of crazy, attempting the same thing again and again and expecting a different result. I had been doing that for a handful of years in certain scenarios, and it wasn't working. I knew I had to change, but I also moved and changed where I live for a handful of other opportunities that I knew this new location would offer. And so while there are many reasons I moved here, this was one. And I really have been thinking about this in the last 3 months that I've been here. And these moments would happen. And I would be like, wow, what a difference. And the main difference was the location and the people I was around. And so I had to give that some consideration. Why was that? And here's the episode that I came up with. I'd like to begin briefly with the phrase coined by Robert Frost. Choosing a different path, a route, locale has truly made all the difference. I am now able to see that indeed I was not where I needed to be to grow more fully into the person I want to become. And please be assured, this is not a reflection on the town I once lived, but rather a reflection on the choices I made or didn't make. I needed room to grow and space to stretch into the person I am excited to involve into. Do any of us know who this other version of ourselves is going to be? This other version that we could be? No, but I am and always have been enjoying the journey. And part of the journey is listening to yourself. And something wasn't right. Something wasn't right, and it kept gnawing on me, and I had to respond. So let's get back to this idea of being defensive and extending this into the idea of cynicism, which is this overall distrust of human nature or humankind. No matter what it is, you just immediately default to distrusting human beings. Why does one gravitate toward being a cynic or immediately defaulting to a defensive stance rather than assuming a positive response or outcome will occur? As psychologists point out, it often results from prior experiences that were negative in similar situations. Therefore, we wish to protect ourselves and not leave room for the possibility of pain, which in our experience tends to occur when that situation arises. An interesting study revealed recently that it takes 2 to 3 positive experiences to erase one negative experience. So say you were cheated on once, just once, out of all the relationships you've been in. It will take two or three solid relationships in which you can trust individuals, the studies are saying, to refrain from reverting to that cynical idea that all people cheat. So it's something to keep in mind. And to remember to be patient with ourselves and with other people, to recognize if they're healing, to recognize that they need to see more reassurance. They need to see more positive experiences as well until they are able to truly heal and move forward. After all, when we refrain from cynicism and instead select hope or put our faith in the process, people, or anything that's out of our control, we make ourselves vulnerable. And that can be terrifying. It takes an extremely secure person to be vulnerable, to stand in what we can offer and know that whether the outcome is positive or negative, it has nothing to do with us. Rather, the other person or situation and whatever stage they are in life, whatever stage that particular situation has evolved into, they may not be able to agree to what we want or do what we want because of where they are at. It has nothing to do with us in that particular situation. But the insecure person will often assume that because it doesn't work out or because they get a response they don't want, that it has something to do with them. And then as a protection, they will label all men or women or all Democrats or Republicans, or you choose the category or label, they will label that particular category that has hurt them as something to always, always be wary of and never be able to trust. And that's when the cycle begins of cynicism. Over the past 3 short months, this aha that I've recently shared with you, that I had slowly slipped into becoming defensive more often than I should have ever become, was more easily able to be seen because of the change I made in the environment I was now living. Therefore, I was given this opportunity to see something and appreciate something and take advantage of this opportunity to change, to do better. In many ways, I feel I can breathe again and know that if I am disappointed in someone or something down the road, that I will be fine because at least I didn't stand behind a false version of who I am. I'm not defensive. I am hopeful. I'm curious, and I have a feeling you are too. We need to step out behind this wall of defensiveness and realize the world will never go exactly as we want it to, but as long as we're secure in who we are, it's going to be a pretty amazing ride. And if these last months have been a precursor of what's to come, it's going to be a pretty amazing ride for me, and therefore I know it's going to be absolutely wonderful for you as well. So today, I'd like to examine the benefits of letting go of cynicism, or if you are like I was, letting go of the default of defensiveness when the unknowns make us uncomfortable. The first benefit is an improvement to our health. A study by the American Heart Association in 2009, which studied 97,000 women, revealed that those who defaulted to optimism or a hopeful outlook on life and unknown outcomes decreased their heart disease risks and cancer-related deaths, as well as an increase in the length of their lives. Contrarily, cynical women had higher rates of disease-related deaths and a shortened lifespan. Understandably, it is hard not to worry and even assume the worst when we just don't know how things will work out. But in the end, doing so doesn't help us arrive at the outcome any earlier or faster. And in fact, it decreases the quality of our lives because we're not living in the present moment and appreciating it. I have a post that I wrote a few years ago sharing 20 ways to banish worry, and I will share a link to that on today's show notes if you're interested. So the first benefit of letting go of cynicism is improving our health. Two is it decreases anxiety. Similarly, when we let go of worrying, which is assuming the worst or something bad will happen, we decrease the adrenaline that courses through our bodies as a defense mechanism. Even though an actual threat isn't present, we are telling our bodies that a threat is going to happen or it's about to happen, and so therefore our body responds accordingly to protect us. Choosing an optimistic or hopeful attitude rather than assuming the worst will happen reduces our anxiety and the unnecessary wear and tear on our internal organs and blood vessels. Again, comes back to number one, it'll increase our health, our overall health, and therefore our lifespans. So number two is it decreases anxiety. Number three, it allows new possibilities to present themselves. Stepping away from the health benefits directly for a moment, when we choose to let go of cynicism, we are opening ourselves up to possibility. Maybe that person we think we could become friends with will say yes to our invitation to attend the concert, but maybe they won't. But you won't know until you ask. Maybe you'll run into one of your colleagues at a local event and get to know them on a more personal level, but maybe you won't. But you can always be there and have an experience. But if you don't go, you won't know. Either way, we gain experience and possibilities have a chance of presenting ourselves when we put ourselves out there, when we have a positive view of how things may turn out. We must continually strive to become more secure within ourselves, to go out and try new things. As someone who enjoys her own company quite a bit, it has become very easy to go out alone. I go to films alone. I go to concerts alone. I'll do just about anything alone, as long as I feel safe. And I have met some amazing people along the way and had amazing memories and experiences. I then return home each time with a smile on my face and never regret that I actually took that risk and went out there. I feel very fortunate to finally have found that security within myself to do that. And it has enriched my life. So I thoroughly, wholeheartedly recommend just get out there, live. So what if you don't have someone to be your plus one? Just go. I'm sure there's a lot of other non-plus ones that will be there, and there'll be fantastic conversations and experiences to be had. So number three, new possibilities present themselves when we let go of cynicism. And the last one, it increases our joy. In putting ourselves out there, we increase the opportunities for joy. You may remember, if you're a reader of the blog, a post that was written more than 2 years ago that focused on the idea that joy is something that comes from within. It has nothing to do with anything we can find outside of ourselves. We must cultivate it from within. Therefore, if we are assuming the negative in each situation or person we run up against, it is no wonder our lives aren't filled with more joy. But if we choose to see life through the lens of possibility, through the lens of hope, we are fertilizing, so to speak, the joy that is there to multiply, which ultimately will choke out any cynicism that may reside within us and prevent it from growing. The benefits of choosing to let go of cynicism are completely and entirely dependent upon us. I'm going to take a brief 1 minute intermission, and when I return, I'm going to share with you 6 ways to eliminate cynicism. I'll see you on the other side. Welcome back. So much of our overall contentment in life has everything to do with how we approach each and every day. Our attitude, our expectations, our response to those events and people we will never have control over. But what must we do to eliminate cynicism? I have 6 ideas for you. Number one, establish a secure sense of self. Get to know yourself. Stand in your truth of who you are. When you do these things, you will set yourself free. It is absolutely liberating. It's not easy to do. It does take practice and time and support. But even if you don't have support, the more confidence you build within yourself, the more sense of knowing what you are going to say yes to and what you're going to say no to and which areas you are able to be flexible on, once you know that, it is so much easier to go forward and stand in your truth. I offer a post that I wrote a few years ago that was inspired by the book 4 Agreements, and it talks about how to cultivate this contentment in your life, how to establish this secure sense of self. I'll share the link on today's show notes, so if you're interested, please do stop by. So number one is establish a secure sense of self. Number two is to stop assuming the worst. Just stop. Live in the present moment. Accept that you don't have all information at that moment. Move forward and enjoy the day, the present moment at that time, and let go of worry. Let go of worry. I encourage you to read the post, 20 Ways to Banish Worry, if this is something that you struggle with. Number three, put forth more goodwill out into the world. With your words, your actions, what you support, what you spend your time doing, put out more goodness. Put out more optimism, more smiles, more sincerity, more kindness. do so without expectation of anything in return. Just do it because. Do it because. And I think you'll be amazed at the environment of opportunities you're cultivating that will begin to pop up out of seemingly nowhere, but really, you've been fostering that opportunity all along. Number four is to practice meditation. There are so many different benefits to meditation, and I outline them in a post from the archives. I will provide a link on today's show notes. But simply making 5 to 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes a day to focus on your thoughts, letting go of the negative, recognizing when you are starting to go into the negative, shifting your mind. It's all about really the mastery of the mind. And meditation is a practice to help us become better at becoming the masters of our wonderful thing that we have, that is the mind. But if we let it get out of our control, it can be disastrous. So simple meditation, 5 minutes a day, get started. I think you'll be amazed at the positive difference it makes. Number five is try something new. Refrain from returning to the source of your pain and expecting a different outcome. This is similar to what I mentioned at the beginning of today's episode, but it was this idea of I kept wanting something to change and realizing that unless I change the ingredients in my particular personal recipe, the outcome will not be different. It will be remaining the same. Whether it's an individual that we need to move away from, a job, a town, or simply changing the activities we do. If you've tried to present the new you and still the outcome is hurtful, negative, or destructive, move on. This is a tough one to do, but I think the opportunity for profound change and improvement lies on the other side of taking that risk. So number five, try something new. And last but not least, number six is to follow Yoko Ono's advice. She says, experiencing sadness and anger can make you feel more creative. And by being creative, you can get beyond your pain or negativity. So number six is actually to step into your creativity. Release your ideas and emotions in a positive way. It doesn't matter what the outside world thinks. Get it out there. Put it into something positive. And who knows what you might spark. So those are the six ways to let go of cynicism. One of the hardest parts of letting go, though, of cynicism is helping those around you see either why you are moving on or why you are choosing to change. Often those that we find ourselves in the web of negativity with aren't ready or able to see what life could be if they chose to let go of the defense of cynicism. Sometimes, to be honest, we won't know how to move forward either, but hopefully after today's episode, you have some tools to help you do so. But at least it's the recognition that's huge. You have to recognize that you need to change. You have to recognize what's holding you back and that there is something better, because there is. I assure you there is. And if the people, experiences, and places that I've had the opportunity to enjoy firsthand are any indication, it is indeed worth it, and far beyond anything I could have imagined. My job now is to keep cultivating, keep growing, and squash any negative tendencies. I can honestly say fewer and fewer of those negative tendencies are arising, and that in itself is an amazing victory. I wish you well along the journey. I know that you'll be amazed at the results. Thank you for tuning into today's episode about how to let go of cynicism and the four benefits of letting go of cynicism. If you would like to look at today's show notes, visit the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast67. And do stay tuned, because I have a book that I think you'll enjoy in this week's Petit Plaisir. Welcome back. This week's Petit Plaisir is a book by fellow blogger of The Daily Connoisseur, Jennifer L. Scott. With her third book, Polish Your Poise with Madame Chic, she has done it again. After her best-selling book, At Home with Madame Chic, and Lessons from Madame Chic that started it all, this one takes it even further into how to live elegantly and effortlessly as you go about your everyday, whether it's at work, whether it's at home, whether it's when you're in your own company, making sure that the world we cultivate for ourselves is full of grace in a way that still allows us to stand in who we are. There are a couple of chapters that I want to highlight as absolutely my favorites and well worth a double read, a third read, lots of highlighting, lots of annotating. One has to do with what I can never get enough of. I truly believe that clothing is a language all its own. Style is its own language we communicate to the world. And chapter 3 is all about presentable clothes. And she takes it down to the nitty-gritty details. She talks about pantyhose. She talks about sandals. She talks about what to wear for special occasions. She even talks about sleepwear. Oh, pajamas. Is there anything more elegant for sleepwear? I mean, as far as being able to be presentable when you're out in the kitchen in the morning or hanging out in front of a cozy fire at night before you turn in. And then in chapter 6, she talks about conversation, communication, and the simple little ideas and phrases that either elevate one's perception of us or take us down a few notches for no other reason than just choosing the wrong turn of phrase. And she speaks to those. She speaks to slang. She talks about phrases that do exemplify good diction so that you can really have your mini lesson as you're reading the book. It's just, which is absolutely why I say read these chapters again and again and again. This is a book of resources that you will probably devour in one sitting or two, and then you'll realize, oh, I want to go back and reread, for example, chapter 10, which I would have to say was the one that grabbed my attention when I looked at the table of contents and then proved to be my favorite chapter. Not just a pretty face. Yes, we all want to look great. Yes, we all want to present ourselves physically in a manner that demands respect. But if we don't follow through with our know-how, our expertise, our intelligence, the looks aren't going to seal the deal. One of my favorite things that Jennifer has done in previous books and does again in this book is she offers various media to enjoy or to gather inspiration from, whether it's music, films, radio stations. And I couldn't agree with her more on her recommendations. So in Not Just a Pretty Face, it's about staying up on current events, knowing what's going on in the world, managing our expectations of our lives, thinking and simply being courteous of others, those little things that make a big difference. If you can't wait till Tuesday, you can pre-order your book now, but Polish Your Poise with Madame Chic will be available for your reading pleasure Tuesday, October 27th. I highly recommend and wish Jennifer nothing but great success. This is a wonderful gift for yourself, but also for the upcoming holiday season. I'll provide a link on today's show notes. And for you listeners of the Simple Sophisticate podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And Jennifer L. Scott's Polish Your Poise with Madame Chic is on their list of books, as well as her previous two. So I highly recommend checking out. If you're a big fan of ebooks, audible.com, or you can try their free trial at audibletrial.com/the-simply-luxurious-life. I'll have a link to these on the website, the book, audible.com, and everything we talked about in today's episode, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast67 for all of the show notes. To download your free audiobook today, go to audibletrial.com/thesimplyluxuriouslife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/thesimplyluxuriouslife for your free audiobook. I hope you've enjoyed this week's Petit Plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or from time to time, introduce you to an expert who offers insight into how to live simply, luxuriously. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. For more ideas and inspiration throughout the week, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or pick up the book, Choosing the Simply Luxurious Life, A Modern Woman's Guide. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Shannon Abels. Bonjour!
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.